Leave Benny alone!
No, I get Lance enough power. I get Lance enough power for sure. Cause he's gonna lose the execute, right? No.
The internet. Useful for researching a topic of interest, mindlessly watching YouTube videos, and playing online games. But what happens when the internet takes over your life and you spend more time online than off? A recent report by the Telethon Kids Institute in Perth has found over 78,000 Aussie kids use the internet or game at problematic levels, and it has a negative impact on their psychological well-being.
Well, the good news is that we found only about 4% of kids exhibited online problematic behaviour, but that actually equates to around 78,000 kids across Australia, which is actually quite a large number of kids, even though it's only a small proportion.
Wavney Rickers is a senior research analyst with the Telethon Kids Institute. She says that they have surveyed children aged 11 to 17 and asked them questions about their online behaviour to determine if it was problematic.
We asked kids aged 11 to 17 five questions about their behaviours of when they went online or if they were playing electronic games. So we asked them questions like, how often did they go without eating or sleeping? Did they feel bothered when they weren't online? Did they use the internet when they weren't really interested? And did they feel that they spent less time with family and friends or doing schoolwork than they should? And had they unsuccessfully tried to give up spending so much time online? So if they exhibited 4 out of those 5 behaviours, we define that as problematic online behaviour.
You would be forgiven for thinking that problematic is an understatement for some of those behaviours, like going without food and sleep to continue gaming, for example. But internet addiction is not clinically recognised as a disease because there is not enough evidence to support it yet.
At this moment, internet addiction hasn't been accepted officially as a clinical diagnosis, but a lot of clinicians as well as researchers in the field really consider sort of internet addiction as a term to describe people who has been using the internet or getting on to the internet for too long and using it too extensively to an extent of causing problem to their own self as well as to all the people around them, and then affecting their daily life and daily functioning.
So what influences an adolescent to develop an internet or gaming addiction? Lawrence Lamb says the signs are not dissimilar to other risk-taking behaviours, like alcohol and drugs. Lawrence Lamb is a professor of public health at the University of Technology, Sydney.
Having communication problems with parents and also having issue with peers, not happy with the school. The school performance normally will be lower for those who are actually highly addicted to the internet and they have less friends.
The Telethon study found that 10,000 adolescents had attempted to take their life and that there was a link with their internet use. However, the limitation of the research is that they weren't able to look at what adolescents were doing online.
What we found was that really strong links between high levels of psychological distress and attempting suicide. So we found as many as 10,000 kids had attempted suicide in the previous year and were suffering from online problematic behaviour.
The big question now is the role the internet plays. Are adolescents already suffering from a mental illness turning to the internet as a coping mechanism? Or is internet overuse contributing to adolescents' poor mental health?
Well, one thing I need to make pretty clear is that because this survey was a snapshot in time, we don't actually know whether going online causes the psychological distress or vice versa. It's quite possible the kids were feeling distressed first, but we don't actually know that. Like I said, it's chicken and egg, which one came first, but that's a worrying link.
Lawrence says he has done longer research looking at this very question. He has found that it is the internet that causes the harm, rather than the teenagers having a pre-existing mental health problem.
The study that I actually conduct amount a cohort of depression-free young people. We actually screen them with a very good and sensitive sort of instrument, and then we follow them up for a long period of time, around about a year, And then we monitor their internet use. And for those young people that actually exhibit a high degree of signs and symptoms of internet addiction, 9 months later, when we reassess them, they actually have some depressive symptoms showing. And for those who, the risk for those who are actually getting onto the internet too long, too much, is about 2.5 times more likely they will develop depressive symptom 9 months later.
It's certainly worrying that internet use potentially increases your risk of depression, especially because we rely so heavily on it in our daily lives.
Yeah, it's very interesting because what we've discovered is that if mental health problems start in childhood, they quite likely extend into adulthood. It's quite a common occurrence. And so, you know, because we're finding these links between mental health issues and, you know, problematic online behaviour, and by that I mean behaviour that has a negative impact on their day-to-day lives, I think it's really important to get to the bottom of how the two things relate to each other. On the plus side, we also found that about a third of kids go online to look up information about how to help with mental health problems. So maybe we can turn it on its head. And if the, you know, internet is here to stay, maybe we can find ways to make it a more positive part of life.
Parents also play a role in all of this as role models for their kids. But Lawrence's research has found parents are often just as bad as the kids.
What we've been observing, particularly in Asian area, a lot of those parents are not communicating directly with the children, but actually communicate through technology with the children. And I, in fact, in some cases, I actually observe that some of my friends, when you have parents and child even sitting in the sitting room, they don't talk to each other, but they actually WhatsApp each other. And they're using technology to communicate. But, you know, the quality of communication is very poor in that sense.
WhatsApp being a popular messaging app. Lawrence says that if your parents have problematic internet use, your chance of also developing the habit is higher.
My latest sort of study, in fact, indicates that while we're looking at parents and children as a unit, very often those problems actually are really embedded in the family. For those young children or young teenagers who actually have an internet problem, very likely some of the parents are also having the problem.
Lawrence's advice to parents is very simple. Take the time to hang out with your kids without the screens.
First of all, we don't want parents to be panicky, so there's no need to panic. If you really identify that your young sort of children are really getting on to the internet too much, I would say probably it would be good to try to develop some sort of communal time, common time together, and try to organize something. Okay, so we just put down our mobile phone. I'm not going to touch my mobile phone today or for half a day. Let's do something else.
And hey, it's the internet, so of course there is a song about that.
So turn off the song, find someone to love, turn off the song, you can listen to it later. Go outside.
If this story has raised any issues with you, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or the Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800.